And this is how the actor, the famous actor, Beniamino Gigli, got into quite serious trouble with Padre Pio. And his mother told us this account. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this channel. Here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned that you can find out more about his life and also to see what his intercession could do for you. And we do thank the protector child of Padre Pio patrons for your support. You're the ones making all of these videos possible for everyone. If you'd like to become a protector child of Padre Pio patron, then just see the video on the end screen. Now, Beniamino Gigli's first encounter with Padre Pio was not exactly what he expected, because he did not realize the saint's ability to read souls. And this left him, Beniamino, in deep water. Now, Beniamino was a famous Italian tenor. And obviously, we've all heard of other tenors, Pavarotti, the ten tenors, and we know that musical talent, this musical talent, is rarely appreciated in Italy. So we can imagine now Beniamino, where he came from, one of these tenors. And he wanted to meet Padre Pio because he'd heard various stories about Padre Pio from his friends, and he realized that Padre Pio was quite an extraordinary individual. So he arrived there in San Giovanni Rotondo in style, in a luxurious car with a chauffeur, uniformed chauffeur. And of course, everyone was quite impressed. It aroused a lot of admiration and curiosity. But Beniamino's mother then tells us that things did not exactly go as planned. When Beniamino Gigli was introduced to Padre Pio gave him a searching look. He went right to the heart of the matter, beyond appearances, and he realized something is wrong. But what is it? So Padre Pio went up to Gigli, and then point blank, he went on the attack. And he said to Gigli, "You call yourself Gigli, like the lily, which is a symbol of purity, but you are a sullied lily because you are cheating on your wife. You are having a secret relationship with another woman." And see, now he's in deep water. But he continued, "You call yourself Beniamino, which means beloved of God, but God cannot love you because of the state of your soul." He laid it on heavy. And one can only imagine how upset this famous tenor must have been hearing these things in public. He's put on the spot by Padre Pio. He had been found out. And Padre Pio had read his soul very clearly. And so what others had chosen to ignore, turn a blind eye to, he confronted. This was his responsibility. But Beniamino, he did have strength and humility, and he was able to accept this indictment. And thereafter, he changed his ways. He amended the situation. He broke off this extramarital relationship. And then after that, until death, there was now a very strong and faithful friendship between Beniamino and Padre Pio. And Gigli would then often visit Padre Pio, just seeking advice of Padre Pio, which was very comforting to be around Padre Pio. And so we see that Padre Pio had used his gift, his extraordinary gift, for what it had been intended, amending the situation. And once that had been done, then the indiscretions were forgotten, like our Lord would forget them. And from then on, Padre Pio was always very happy to see Gigli. And whenever they met, and Padre Pio always wanted him to sing his most famous song, which was Mama. Padre Pio said, because it reminded him of his own mama, of his own mother, Peppa, and all the good memories that came back, their family growing up, their childhood. And many times, Padre Pio, he was just not able to listen to the song right to the end because it moved him so much. He was moved to tears and did have to move away. And that is the story of Beniamino Gigli and Padre Pio, how they met. Next time we're going to be having a story with the title, No, You Must Go Back to 1936. So what happened in 1936? Padre Pio had to reveal in the confessional. Please do join us for that story. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.